I'm Zachary Turner. Governor Roy Cooper previously vetoed a hurricane relief package that would strip power from some Democrat-held positions while providing little relief for Western North Carolina. Last week, a lame duck state senate voted along party lines to override the governor's veto. The members of the state house gathered Wednesday to cast their votes. Here's the report. The North Carolina House voted along party lines to override a veto on a bill that shifts power from newly elected Democrats, namely Governor-elect Josh Stein and Attorney General-elect Jeff Jackson. The bill contains a modest Helene relief package, allocating about $227 million, but also changes campaign finance laws and shifts power over the Utilities Commission and State Board of Elections to Republican-held offices. Three Republican representatives from Western North Carolina originally voted against the relief package. All voted Wednesday to override Cooper's veto. During the proceedings, Republican Representative Dudley Green from Avery County spoke in favor of the bill.
So, to say we're not doing anything, we've done it. And we continue to do it. We've allocated money that hasn't had time to even be spent yet.
About one-third of funds appropriated for Helene relief have gone to loan programs, including $50 million for short-term loans called bridge loans. During a committee meeting preceding the vote, Republican Representative Mike Clampett asked about more direct relief for recovering businesses.
I've noticed we have a lot of money going into bridge loans and matching funds, et cetera. Are there any directed grants to some of the small businesses that they're already underwater with loans?
Members of political advocacy groups spoke at a press conference held by House Democrat Marcia Mori before the legislature convened to protest the 132-page SB 382, calling it political maneuvering. Ann Webb is policy director at Common Cause NC.
Despite being titled Hurricane Relief, 119 pages of the bill are filled with provisions unrelated to hurricane relief. It is especially shameful that legislative leaders are trying to impose these harmful changes by tying them to crucially needed disaster relief.
The veto override is one of the final acts for this legislature. New members will be sworn in next month, and Republicans will no longer have their veto-proof supermajorities in both chambers. One issue they're sure to face: more hurricane relief funding. The Office of State Budget and Management estimated that current funds from federal, state, and private sources will fall $17.8 billion short of the financial impact to Western North Carolina and what residents need to recover. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.